13, the Recreation Trails Program. Randy, I think you're going to do the update on that, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon, Commissioners. Mr. Chairman, Secretary Roebling, Randy Kittle with Parks here in Pier. Let me get my screen up for you here. And see if it's going to start for me. Okay, can you see my screen?
We can.
All right. I'd like to give you an update on the Recreational Trails Program. We met earlier this summer to select projects for funding. The photos that you can see there on the screen are just kind of examples of some of the types of trail projects that get funded across the state. These funds come to us from the Federal Highway Administration. And get the slide to move here. These funds are collected as part of the gas tax from the transportation bill. We allocate these funds to projects based on a 30% of the money going to motorized trail projects, 30% to non-motorized projects, and 40% going to diversified projects, meaning they serve at least two types of trail users. Eligible applicants include cities, counties, state parks, federal land management agencies, tribal governments, and private and nonprofit organizations that provide a public trail benefit. The grant pays up to 80% of the approved project cost in the form of a reimbursement once the project is completed and the bills have been paid. There's governor-appointed citizen advisory council. Kitty Kinsman from Rapid is the chair. Dave Sweet from Sioux Falls, Ken Bueller from here in Pier, and Mel Fish are on the commission at this time. We met June 7th to review applications. There was a good variety of applications. You see on the screen, these are the motorized projects that were selected. We will be funding two trail groomers for our snowmobile trails in the Black Hills. Funding some seasonal groomer hour salary for the trail system, snowmobile trail system. And we are going to be funding a trail master planning effort for the snowmobile trails, just to look at some of the issues that are going on with development in the Black Hills and how those developments and easements and trail locations are all working together.